Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am thrilled today because we have with us the amazing Debbie Dashinger. She is an interviewed media personality, a syndicated radio host, red carpet correspondent. She does interviews, keynote speaking, and she's a certified coach and many times over best-selling author and a really dear friend and colleague of mine. And she put this idea together to bring these magnificent people that had really a great, unique story, each of them together in a book. And we are going to talk about that. And we are lucky enough to have some of those authors in that book with us today to tell us all about what makes their unique story so wonderful and the inspiration it can provide to you. So, Debbie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Vicki. And I'm really thrilled that we are all here gathered together. And I'm so psyched to share what this book is about. So I'm going to take it away. I'm Debbie Dashinger, and I just want to say it's super an honor to be here. And more than anything, why it's an honor for me is for anybody out there who's ever created a dream, you know what that's like. You know that you get this inspirational download. And you're either going to make a choice, right? You're not going to do it or you're going to do it. And I think for most of us, when we don't do it, there's regret. And if we don't do it, sometimes we see somebody else created it out in the world, and that really kind of burns. Well, I received one of those, and Vicki did a very nice job just describing what it is I do out in the world. However, one thing I hadn't yet done was an anthology book. And out of nowhere, I had this inspiration. I want to do an anthology book. I was clear what it was about. I was clear what the title was. And I'm going to be honest and say that it almost didn't happen, that for a couple of months I couldn't step into it. And I was going to call it. You know what I mean? Like in sports, you call it. You say, it's over. It's end. Top of the ninth. It's not going to happen. I really was going to call it and say, I'm going to fold and go on to the next project. And something in my belly came up and said, hell no. This is too important for me and my path. And here's what's so spectacular is that I didn't have to do it alone, because the moment I stepped into that space and that proclamation, that's when, I'm going to tell you a true story, in 48 hours, I had all the authors. This is true. 48 hours. That's the power of yes. That's the power of saying this is happening, right? So why this book? First of all, title. I am still here. Trials turned into transformation. I would say, an unexpected breakup a year and a half ago from an almost 10-year relationship that started out as magic, started out as one of those relationships that when I heard girlfriends say, God, I wish I could find a man, or I don't have luck dating, and they were beautiful and successful and articulate, and I'd think in my head, oh, I'm so happy that I have my man, that we found each other, and I have this level of love and awesomeness. Because this man met things on a checklist and beyond. He introduced me to so many things. He was incredibly successful, huge person in the music industry, Grammy winner, and more. Very charming. And it started out as this really fulfilling, wonderful relationship for many, many, many years. And then there were little blips and bleeps here and there, which I found to be very confusing, and I just chose to ignore and went forward. And fast forward to the ninth inning, and I made a discovery that he was cheating, and there were many other discoveries that unraveled And I went from a space and a place of feeling very much in a relationship that was going to be forever to having everything blown up. And when it blew up, I'm a very sensitive person. It certainly went out into the ethers, and it blew up my career. It blew up my finances. It blew up where I was going to live. Literally everything went down like a nuclear bomb had hit it. And I got through every day in shock. I couldn't even grieve. And I was just trying to triage and figure out the next thing. It was not a year I would wish on anybody, and it took 7 months before I could get clients, and it took a lot for people to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I am today on the other side of that experience and very thriving, clearly a lot of wisdom gain, clearly a lot of new choices. Clearly I dodged a bullet, right? That happened for a reason. And I wanted to celebrate. I thought it was a miracle to go through that, even though there were dark days when I literally didn't want to be here anymore. I thought, I've created it all. I don't want to do this anymore. Why would I wake up? This sucks. And I still got through every one of those days. Dark, dark, dark. You know, it took what it took. And being on this side of things, and I'm starting to date again, and I have a thriving career, and I have the most amazing friends in my life. I have a lot of love. I live in a great place. There's so much good, and I'm happy to wake up every day. I'm happy, and I'm doing wonderful things out in the world and creating new things. And all I knew was I wanted to celebrate. And my way of celebration came from an inspiration in the belly that said, anthology book, I am still here. Trials turned into transformation. And as I told you before, when I stepped into it and I was a hell yes, and this is going to happen, and this is what needs to happen, for me to show me what's possible, how resilient the human spirit is, and what is the beyond's awesome for me is the people who came and also said, hell yes. I couldn't, in my wildest imagination, have dreamed up this dream team of authors. They are all dear, dear, dear humans who have also gone through their trials. They're doing amazing things out in the world. They're very impressive, each in their own right, and incredibly different and unique. And I adore each of them. I think you will, too. So I'm very excited to introduce you to some of the authors from I Am Still Here, Trials Turned Into Transformation, and to learn a little bit more about why they came to the book, maybe some impact the book might have for you as a reader, where you might go to learn more about them and things about what it was like for them to write. So let's get started. I'm very, very excited. I've got Jeff, Marilee, Esme, Kim, Keisha, Erica here. So, Jeff, I'd love to start with you. What happened in your space when you heard, I am still here, trials turned to transformation, writing a chapter? What was that for you and what compelled you to move forward?
Oh, geez. Yeah. Well, so what really spoke to me was the fact that I have come up with a new approach to addiction, and I have been at it for over a year and putting it out into the addiction recovery space. And I mean, I have a background of addiction in my own family. I'm a therapist, interventionist, and so I've seen a lot of patterns. I've experienced some stuff myself, and new thinking is so difficult for people in the addiction recovery space to embrace and integrate into like their own program and integrate into their own thinking. So I saw the I am still here, and I'm going, oh my God, that's me. I have been at this, and it is not getting the traction that I would like, and I'm not giving up.
Oh, I love that. The traction of what you've been creating and what's possible, and you're not giving up. Exactly. So along those lines, when you say I'm not giving up, it has the flavor of spirituality to it. So I'm curious, do you view writing for yourself as a kind of a spiritual practice?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it is so much, because when I write, it's like things come through me and I learned so much more, and I'm able to weave pieces together. So it has been a wonderful process, and I have just a huge amount of gratitude for the opportunity.
Well, I'm super glad that you're a part of the book. It's perfect. And I think we're going to just go around and hear a little bit from everybody and then come
Great.
Back. And, of course, at the end, I want to also ask each person about how people can find out more about you. So, Merrill Lee, I want to bring you aboard, and I want to ask you, Merrill Lee, so for you, what aspects of writing your chapter in I Am Still Here did you find to be a blessing?
Well, it was a blessing for me because I have a book called Find Yourself Happy with Merrill Lee that is in the process of being written, but this little portion that you gave me was basically the beginning of my story. It was such a beautiful and opportune time to do this, to let people know, how did Merrill Lee come to be? Because a lot of people ask me that. How did you even get like this? And so what the story does is it's like a springboard into the rest of everything that I do. And the whole thing is based on its fear versus faith. And every part of what I've done is being able to man my post in faith, regardless of circumstance, regardless of people, money, it didn't matter what it was, I was going to stay the course. And I had to take a hit quite a few times, a hit to my ego, a hit to my pocketbook, I mean, major hits. And I still did not waver. And I made love the answer to everything. And in that, it has brought God's favor in so many ways that this story is basically where it all began and what scripture actually led me to say, okay, I got this. I surrender. This is exactly what I'm going to do. You told me to do this, and I'm not going to do anything other than this. And that's been my whole life since that commitment has been to that scripture. I name them in the book, but the combination of my story and the whole message is about all the things that we're afraid of, everything that we experience in our life, the loss of material things and money and people and opportunities, whatever it is. We sometimes get so down on ourselves for all the losses that we incur, and you don't realize where your faith was lacking. And so it kind of produces the same thing over and over again. And so that was my inspiration. This is my faith over fear.
Faith over fear. So, Merrill Lee, what turned around and changed for you and became, wow, this is easy or this is really good or the best?
You know, to me, it kind of is what it is. I gave it my heart. I let spirit take over. I just wrote the truth of what it was. And in going back over it and editing again and again, I'm reading it. And each time you read it, you're reading it from an observer now. It's not my story. It's reading her story. I'm hoping that the reader really receives it and understands that with each challenge, it's very, very scary. But if you stick to our manual and apply love to everything, then it ultimately works out. And sometimes you have to have patience because the beauty is everything that happens in between what you're hoping to happen. So for me, it just kind of flowed. It was very easy for me, very easy. I enjoyed every moment of it, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
That's exciting. That's exciting. I just want to make a little note because as I'm hearing the author share, I also want to share with the listeners, people changed in this process. So a lot of the authors started one way, and it wasn't just sharing in their chapter a transformation. Art imitates life, right? Mm-hmm. As they were writing, their lives started to transform too. So that's something that Merrill Lee is speaking to because she was able to transform something into a really solid behavior. So it's very, very powerful. Again, when you say yes, you step in, you're committed, I'm doing this.
Absolutely.
And Esme, I want to bring you in here. How are you?
I'm great.
So you have a really amazing story in the book. What motivated you to share your story?
Oh, Debbie, my mother, Dolores, motivated me to share this story. My mother is a woman of resilience, strength, and discipline. My mother has a PhD in wisdom. Mm. She lived a successful life in Canada. But you know what, Debbie? It didn't start that way for my mom. My mom a single mom of five children with a grade 8 education, living in the ghetto in Trenchtown, Jamaica. She stepped into her fears and took a chance and came to Canada. And so she was my inspiration. And I want to talk about my mom. I'm sorry, I feel like crying, because she was so big in my life. And so she transformed my life because she stepped into her fears and showed me how to be a woman, how to walk into my fears, how to find success in life. And because of that, I really wanted to share the story in your book. And when I heard that book, and when I heard you talking about this, I said, this is my mom. The world needs to know about Dolores, this woman.
Is your mom still with us, Esme?
No, she's not. She died last year. December 13th, she died. And I'm sorry, I still feel the hurt that she's gone. But that's why I want to share my story, so that others can learn from her experience, from her life, or some of her tips, some of her wisdom, so they too can change their life and say, look, if Dolores did it, this woman who came from nothing, if she can do it, I can do it too.
I love this because, I mean, personally, I believe in the other side, so I feel strongly that Dolores knows exactly what you're doing in writing, and I love that she knows you're honoring her, and have literally, besides the amazing legacy she lived in her life and gave to her five children, including you, that you're honoring her by creating a further legacy, because what goes in print is there forever, right? Amen.
Yes, yes. And that's so true, because this is for her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, you know, so when they start struggling, they can read the story and say, listen, Dolores' strength and resilience is in my DNA. And if she can do it, I can do it.
Oh, it's so awesome. I hope that the people listening are like, where can I get this book? Because I'm on fire listening. And so let me ask you that, Esme, right here. Why would you urge people to go buy the book for themselves? Why would you urge them to go give it as a gift?
Oh, you need to get this book, because Dolores' story is so inspirational. Once you read it, you're going to jump up and say, yes, I can do it, because she came from such a low part in her life, and to rise up above her adversities and her fears. And so when they read this book, they're going to be inspired, and they're going to run and grab maybe 5-6 books to give it to each of one of their friends, so their friends can be inspired by Dolores' story.
That's beautiful. And I am going to riff on that for a second and say that that was also a huge component, what you're saying, why I felt so strongly. You know, you always have to step outside of yourself and make something a service for it to really have the meaning and impact that's important to put out in the world. And for me, you know, we have all, we say we're living in interesting times, and we've all been seeing a lot of suicides, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen celebrities, but I know so many people who have been impacted by friends and loved ones who have checked out, made the choice. And I wanted either people who are considering not continuing or just really not loving their life. Maybe they're numbing out or checking out in other ways or just living in so much darkness. I wanted all of these chapters from all of the authors to give a lot of support and hope in so many different stories and voices that you could identify with a minimum of one of the stories, and certainly all would inspire you to re-choose, recommit to living and the kind of life you want. So, Kim, I'm going to bring you on, and how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
I would love for you to address writing your chapter. Was it hard? And if so, why?
Oh, my gosh. It was hard. Unlike some of the other amazing people on this panel, I have not published and written a book, although I'm attempting to for my business. But the whole combination of, first of all, wanting it to be intriguing and interesting, that and feeling like I wasn't good enough, that was tough. But my story was so raw that it was just amazingly challenging to sit down and create just one chapter on this story. But at the same time, it was very healing and a beautiful process for me to go through to write this. And what an opportunity, Debbie, just amazing opportunity.
while you were allowing yourself to fully step into this opportunity, despite feeling so raw, vulnerable, to allow yourself the process and by virtue of the process to heal, did you find that you ever got writer's block?
Oh, yeah. I certainly did. But once I got going, it's kind of like what Marilee was just saying. It's almost like it was just coming through once I finally got past that and all the I'm not good enough type of messages. It actually kind of shocked me how it came out and how eloquently it came out as well, even though it is quite a raw story. So.
And your goal or intention for contributing to I Am Still Here anthology, what was
your
chapter goal?
Thank you for asking that, because that's really what got me through this, my intention. It's just like you were saying, Debbie, about suicide and preventing people, that motivation of people that get to that lowest of places where they might even end their own life, which is where I went when my spouse passed away after 20 years of being together. The place I went to, if I could prevent, I'm going to start crying if I really get into this, but if I could prevent the level that people go through when they have that level of a loss, then it makes it all worthwhile.
You know, I just want you to know, Kim, I'm really thank you for being raw and vulnerable right now. I am right there with you, and yours was 20 years, mine was 10, and you can concur or not. One of the things I felt a lot and why I felt so alone often going through what I was going through was I had a sense that I had a certain amount of time to grieve or talk about it, and it was pretty small, like a week or two. And
yeah.
Then why haven't you moved on with your life? I couldn't help the shockwaves that kept happening and how difficult it was to process and feel and get up every day. Did you feel the same way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I went through about 4 years of grieving that, I mean, my whole life got put on hold, and it felt like I lost my business, and I had to recreate it afterward. But I think the process also of writing this chapter has reminded me that not only did I come through it, but there was a transformation that took place that I don't even think before I was even living my true self fully. So there's something about this level of loss that opens the door for a recreation that's more than we can imagine. As though I was living half of me before, and something about as horrible as this experience was and how dangerous it got at times for my survival, I think there was something that it opened that needed to be opened. So I guess I want to put that in there because I think that was the other motivating to do this and what an opportunity and see the opportunity to write this chapter because I wanted to tell the story of what is possible when you have that level of loss.
Thank you. Keisha, welcome. It's so great to have you.
Thank you for having me, Debbie.
So great to hear your voice. And I want to ask you, because you come from a really unique space, and what happened for you? I Am Still Here, trials turned into transformation. What happened in your space, your mind, your feelings, that you felt inspired to do this, and what was your inspirational idea for your chapter?
Yeah, for sure. Great question. It was definitely and is, still is today, it's health. It's always been health for me. So for me, it's also health intertwined with adversity. So a lot of us in this day and age, we get sick or an illness or a dis-ease, you know, an imbalance may enter our bodies. And it's kind of like we feel that that's the end of the world. There's nothing else for me. There's nothing else you can do. And I mean, you hear this a lot of the time, whether it comes from the medical field, you hear this all the time. You know, and it hits home for me because, I mean, this is something that when I was a baby, actually growing up premature, and it was basically like, yeah, you're dead and your mother. And it's interesting because when I was born, they called me the miracle baby. So for me, that's always been an inspiration to me that I got a second chance at life and I want to live it the best way possible. And I am going to A, be that miracle, and B, also create miracles as well as opportunities. And I do believe that when presented with opportunities, take them. not all of them may be for you, but definitely when it came to this book, it hit home for me. And especially with everything I was going through in terms of being able to get my voice out there, being able to hear, hey, who is Keisha Luke? What is it that she does? I've come a long way when it comes to health and food and understanding the whole medical world as well as alternative, and being able to now integrate the two of them in order to have more of a balanced homeostasis life and or lifestyle as well. That's kind of been like huge inspiration of doing this. Cancer has been on the rise lately, and especially in my family, my dad being one of them, and that's been just huge for me. It's been a huge eye-opener. And these are people who have been huge advocates in the health world, especially, you know, living a great life day to day when it comes to your health, eating the right foods, all of that. So for me, this has definitely been a huge inspiration to get my story out there.
Well, what you just shared is completely how to take your mess and make it a message. So I feel very impressed listening to you, because you talked about being a preemie and being essentially dead in the womb. And there are some people, they might be working with healers for a couple of decades on that. You know, maybe you have done healing, but to take that and take such a stand in your life and say, yeah, that's what I came from, but here's my message and here's what I got from it. I'm going to live. I'm going to take opportunities. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to be brave. That is big. That's a life game changer. So I'm curious, how did you incorporate that into writing your chapter? How and where in your writing did you have to access your own bravery?
Yeah, definitely. For me, it was being vulnerable. And something that I've learned, and yes, I've been actually, you know, working with my intuitive advisor for the past 6 years plus now. And for me, it really hit home where I'm going to be very, very honest here. When I say I used to victimize myself, I used to play that victim of the poor me game, and it wasn't getting me anywhere. And so what really changed for me was that eye-opener of being accountable and responsible for your own actions and taking your life back into your own hands, rather than expecting or leaving it into somebody else's hands to try to do, think is best for you. So for me, it was more of, okay, well, this is where I was, and I don't want to be here anymore because this doesn't feel good to me. And that was a huge difference in the way that I changed everything and what really kind of propelled me to move forward in all of this.
And you're a chef too, is that right?
I am. I'm a culinary nutritionist.
I was just thinking it would be so nice for, because we're doing a huge bestseller launch on I Am Still Here, Trials Turn into Transformation, and all the authors, we have rather fallen in love with one another and, you know, created a really beautiful bond and support. And gosh, I wish we could, we're from all over, by the way. We have some people in New Zealand, some people in the UK, all over the country of the US, which is fantastic, right? And thank God for online technology today. And I was thinking it would be so wonderful if we could have an in-person party and we could pay you to do the food.
I am so there. I think we should all do it.
That would be an amazing creation. It really would. And everybody has such unique gifts that they could bring to an in-person experience. So thank
that
you
would
for
be
sharing
amazing.
your gifts and your bravery and your hell yes in your life. It's just very inspiring to hear. Choices,
thank
choices.
You.
Erica. Hi, Erica. How
Hi.
Are you?
I am very well. Thank you.
I want to ask you, Erica, about a transformation. So, so how did I Am Still Here, Trials Turn into Transformation, you committing, you choosing to write your chapter, how did that impact you?
Well, when I first heard you speak about the book, we were in a very intimate small group, and you were just really on fire for pulling out the best of the best in people and really wanting to discover who was out there and who had a story to tell. And for me, I had been grappling with my own personal kind of inner, I wouldn't call them demons, I would call them inner dark places that I wasn't really willing to reach quite yet. And I had actually just been really facing them and wanting to just be free of them. And I felt that it was all perfect timing. And I had really stepped up to the plate and looked at myself in the mirror and said, it's time to face who you always thought you were, because of somebody that you married abused you and made you believe something that you're not. So I had a really, really kind of awakening when I heard you speak about the book. And I had this awakening over the summer and during writing and just really rediscovering who I was. And the writing of my chapter really, really helped me embrace who I am now, face the fear of people knowing my story because I had hidden it for so long and I'd hidden a lot of things for so long that I wanted people, and albeit I am not, my story is not uncommon, but it should be brought to light in things that people go through in their relationships and all of these good things or bad things. And I really wanted to share my story, my upbringing, and that's where I was. That's how I got inspired.
Incredible. You know, something that's very cool when I hear you share all this, and I think it's pretty noteworthy, you are a particularly beautiful woman. You're physically a beautiful woman. And sometimes I think, it's okay. They'll see your picture on the back cover anyway, darling. You are. You know, I've met you in person,
Thank you.
Even seen your photo shoots, and you're beautiful. So own it, girl. And what
Thank
I
you.
Love about that, so juxtapositions I find magical because they shake things up. So you're
mm-hmm.
somebody, Erica, who could walk down the street and a lot of people could look at you and go, like, she has it all. You know, her business is doing great. Look at her body. Look at her hair. Look at her. They would never know that behind whatever they're perceiving and putting a label on, you have
mm-hmm.
a story at that level of having to escape from an abusive marriage and
right.
recreate yourself. And I know that even in the recreation, you had to weather some pretty uncomfortable, scary things. I just would love you to address
right.
that for a minute. Like, what it's like, hello, I'm a whole person kind of thing.
For me, I am actually still going through it. And it's really, really funny that you mentioned this, Debbie, because I was having this moment where after I'd submitted my part for the anthology, I had this moment where I said to myself, people see you doing things, you know, they approach you and they say, oh, you're doing great things and you're doing all these things. And they have no idea that sometimes the old is still in there and it wants to take a hold. And sometimes it's hard to get out of bed. And sometimes it's hard to look myself in the mirror and say, okay, get up. You got this. Keep going. You have a business to run. Or you just submitted a chapter. It's hard to fight what somebody had instilled in you and makes you kind of second guess yourself. And so this whole experience has been a huge awakening. And it really honestly wasn't until we had one of our group sessions as authors where you had said, congratulations, you are all authors now. I cried because I would never have imagined myself being here. And even though they were desires, they were rockets of desires I was putting out there for myself, dreaming, even in the darkest places, I still never thought that I could be here. And waking up, following those things and looking at myself in the mirror and saying, you're here, you're here, to have that bit of power shift back into my favor and realizing that the universe and all of the beautiful people, especially you, Debbie, and my cohort here with the anthology, realizing that all of that coming together is for a reason and we're all here to overcome those kinds of challenges together and in love and in harmony, I can't even explain what that feels like. Sometimes I don't even feel like it's real.
I really appreciate your honesty so much. I concur. I relate. I think it's very interesting to have an image and a perception that
mm-hmm.
people have. I don't mind my image, by the way. It actually works for me. I don't have to work hard at all. People have very definitive ideas about who I am and where I operate. That's awesome. Go run with it, people. You're my PR team, and I don't even pay you. At the same time, I'm a whole person, you know. So when I went through my dark night, I think I posted one biggie on Facebook, and it got pretty damn quiet out there because people are very used to seeing me as the inspiration. And it was very scary to do because I'm private. But at the same time, I think the idea that we're all whole and we each have to pick each other up, I'm in a one-year program, and my coach, who I just adore, tells the story that we walk on a road, all of us together, and every so often there'll be a ditch, and one of us will fall in. Maybe Jeff falls in, and then I'm there to give Jeff my hand, and you're there to give me your hand, and we pull each other up. And we walk a little further, and there's a ditch, and Marilee goes in the ditch. And Jeff grabs her, and Esme grabs her, and Kim pulls them all up, you know? And that is the idea, especially in an age of social media, and I went there, and I bought this, and I am this. You know, all these selfies. My God, I live in L.A., you wouldn't imagine. You could imagine what I see every day with the way people behave as though life is so grand and good. And God bless, I don't mind that being out there. And we're humans having a human experience. So thank you for being so open. And I want to ask you, because I'm going to go back around to everybody, if you would like to share what you do out in the world and where can people go on the web to learn more about you. Give us a link.
I am a leadership development and executive coach. I specialize in organizational culture and training. I am on Facebook. I am Erica the Culture Coach, so facebook.com/Erica the Culture Coach. And I also have my website, ElysianConsult.com. Elysian Consulting is my baby. It's my firm. I am a certified local small business, minority-owned business, woman-owned business, and I am proud to change organizational lives and leaders. So that's where you can find me.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Keisha, our chef and our wellness gal, tell us what you do out in the world and where can the listeners go on the web to learn more about you?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm a culinary nutritionist, and it's all about using whole food nutrition in order to assist in promoting a healthy gut. That's what I am. I am the gut educator. And you can check me out on my website, www.keishaluke.com. That's K-E-I-S-H-A, Luke, L-U-K-E.com. And you can find my Instagram, my Facebook, everything on there as well.
Thank you, love. And Kim, check in with us, please. Let us know what you do, what your brilliance is in the world, and how can we connect with you?
Oh, thank you, Debbie. So I've been in the business of relationship expertise for maybe 20 years now, but people can reach me at my name. It's just kimvonberg.com and V-O-N-B-E-R-G. I help singles and couples, and I've been doing it for quite a long time and evolving all of that. I'm just really excited about some things that I'm doing right now and creating services for couples that will turn their even so-so relationship into an extraordinary one.
Yay. So I hope people are starting to see what I meant by pretty extraordinary people who chose to be authors. Marilee, you're next. Please let
my
us
turn.
Know what you be out in the world, what you do, and how we can connect.
Oh, what do I be out in the world? Well, basically, it's all about love. My message is about love, and that's what I teach. So I have everyone from romantic relationships, parenting, business relationships, anything across the board. Everything narrows down to applying love in the right way. So it's all about behavior change and being able to recognize people's behavior and not be reactive to it. So on my show, The Marilee Show, which is on Facebook and YouTube on Sundays, 11 o'clock, my co-host will bring a topic to me about anything she wants to talk about, and I have no idea what it is until we're on air. And she'll bring the 10 biggest complaints men have about women, or who knows what it is, whatever she wants to talk about. And I change the perspective on everything to give you a deeper understanding of our perceptions in order to change our behavior naturally, because it sticks. So yeah, you can learn more about me at themarilleeshow.com. Now I'm an author with Debbie. I speak in front of crowds, and basically everywhere I go, I'm teaching people how to love. That's what I do.
What a great message, really. Thank you.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Awesome, possum. And Jeff, hi, and let us know what you do. You mentioned it a little bit, but, you know, re-remind us, and you can be real clear so people know if you might be a fit. what do you do out in the world, and where can they connect with you? What is that link?
Yeah, so what I do out in the world is I have an anonymous online family community for families, actually anybody in a family that has addiction, really at any stage, so that family members, kind of like what Marilee said, can have a new perspective, kind of look through a new lens, take a look at their family situation differently, and be empowered to start taking new actions. And so it's like anywhere there's an internet connection, families can connect with one another, get on the same page, and start a healing process. So in that role, I'm a family coach, and people can get a hold of me at thefamilyrecoverysolution.com.
Thefamilyrecoverysolution.com. There's a little bit of, not feedback, but I don't know if you're on a microphone, but it's a little bit difficult, some of your words to understand, so I'll just repeat. But yeah, so he does recovery, and he's got a very unique niche, and he's got an online program, which is so awesome. You know, you don't have to fly somewhere to get help. It's there for you. So thank you, Jeff, so much. And I'm going to circle back around to everybody, and I'll just share here to finish and complete this loop. I'm Debbie Dashinger. I am a media visibility strategist who helps you create a fierce and unique presence through coaching to write your book, get your book to guaranteed international bestseller, and get scheduled on media interviews. I'm a certified coach, and I help clients stop living in the shadows so that they stand out and fulfill their purpose. My podcast, Dare to Dream, has been on air, on digital, for over 11 years. I'm the author of 3 international bestsellers. I've contributed to 13 anthologies and interviewed on over 900 media outlets. I offer an introductory visibility strategy session so you can get a personalized plan to stop being the best-kept secret. And my mission? My mission is to stop you, your being, your business, your book, from living under a rock, and instead to rock your media influence today to become the powerhouse leader you're meant to be. My website is my name, which is spelled very differently than it sounds. Debbie is D-E-B-B-I, there's no E, and my last name's Austrian, so it's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. It's D-E-B-B-I-D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. So I want to do, I'm going to call this popcorn or like a lightning round. So I'd like to ask a question. I'm going to just have faith and trust in the voice that speaks up to answer it. And just know that each of you can respond to any of these questions, and I'd love to hear back from you. I guess what I want to know is I am still here. Anybody, how do you hope that the people who buy this book, read this book, how do you hope that impact will happen? And what do you foresee? How big is this possible to go?
Debbie, Sally Page.
Hi, Sally. Welcome, welcome. So glad you're here.
I just want to say that I think this whole book is about things that happen to people, normal people, everyday people, and it's not that unusual. It's just that we don't necessarily share it because it's hard to go through challenging things like this. Mm-hmm. And I think that it really helps when people have the ability to tell their story. And one of the people said that it's so raw when it's very fresh. And for me, my story was very raw for many years. And no one really asked me about it. So I thought this was a great chance to reveal that. But I hope that people really get that they're not the only ones and they're not alone. And there is a way through it, even when people tell you it's hopeless, because I was told so much that my situation was hopeless and I would never get better. I never believed that. And that's part of the reason that I did get better. So always hang on to hope. And if you aren't surrounded by hopeful people, go out and find them. And I think this book is a really great source of those kind of hopeful people that do rise above.
So I'm curious, when you say that because you're different. And I, yet again, this is what I love, the different, the unique, the you are you, and there's those who can resonate. So you were raw, you are not today, and you went into the story because you thought it was important to share and had not before. From the perspective of somebody who's actually on the other side of this and doesn't experience the rawness, but still you're able to disseminate the story out there, how was that for you from this position?
Well, I have had 15 years of very intense healing work because I became a healer out of this experience. So it gives me a closure to be heard because no one really said, what was this experience like for you? You almost died. What was that like? Everyone around me talked about how traumatic it was for them, but no one said, what did you go through? So this was my chance to express what has never really been expressed before. But I also wanted to do that because in my work I deal a lot with people who are traumatized because they're holding in their crisis, their darkness, their dark night of the soul, or their illness is caused from what they're not able to face. And I think it's so important that you know it's okay to look at your stuff. It's okay to admit that you're in a crisis and find people that will support you and help you and bring you to a positive place to come out of it. Because you're really never alone. You're only alone if you don't look for someone else to help you.
Thanks, Sally. And tell us about what you do and where people can find you.
I'm actually a medical intuitive, but I work with coaching people to ignite their infinite spirit, to really find that divine love within themselves, to move into a higher level of consciousness, because I believe that's where we really solve our problems, when we ignite with the light of our soul and allow that to shine through us. It just takes us to a consciousness of love that solves things that nothing else really solves as well. My website is Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, Page, P-A-G-E, awakening.com.
Medical intuitive, woohoo. That's deep, girl. You're a good friend to have on the team.
It is fun because, yeah. You know, there's so many people that are told by the Western medical community that there's no hope. They're giving you the best information they know, but there's a lot of information they don't know. So if they say there's no hope, don't give up. Find someone who can give you hope, someone who can approach things differently, because you're physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually involved in whatever is shutting you down. And if you're not dealing with all of those aspects, you're not healing to return to wholeness. I work with all of those parts, but I also bring in the spirituality that a lot of people don't, because I think for some of us, that is necessary to survive. And for me, that's what got ignited with my big crisis.
I just love, there's so many mess to messages, right? The wound becomes the gift out into the world. It's interesting.
Yes.
It just makes you wonder about the soul's contract before we came here. It's like, yeah, you're going to go through this, but here's the reason
yes.
why. That's
yes.
how we're going to get this out of you. It's amazing how
That's
often.
That's so true.
Right? That's such a pattern
yeah.
with deep awake people, aware people I have seen.
Yes, it's
and
very
Esme,
true.
And Esme, I want to bring you in, my beautiful. Please tell us. Esme, just as a reminder, was the one who shared the story about her mother, Dolores. And so, Esme, tell us what you do out in the world, and tell us what is the link to connect with you.
Okay. Debbie, I'm so excited. I'm working on a podcast. It's for women working in high-stress professions and CEOs. I want to know how they manage your stress at home and at work. And so if you're out there, please go to Facebook. My Facebook page is Esme Lawrence. O-L-Y, so E-S-M-I-E-L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E-O-L-Y, and connect with me there. And it's actually, I've changed the name of the podcast several times, but this is the final one, Sprinting to Success, kind of playing off the fact that I'm a former Olympian, and I'm just sprinting to success. So that's what I'm up to right now, Debbie.
Okay, and like, you can't drop that and think we're out, end of interview, so we only have about one or two sentences, but my love, you have to tell us, like when you say, yeah, I'm a former Olympian, like, yeah, I just had a mani-pedi, What were you an Olympian in?
I was an Olympian in track and field. In 1984, I'm dating myself, and in 1988, I ran in the relay in 1988. And you know what, Debbie, it's really funny because I was hiding the fact that I'm an Olympian, former Olympian, because I didn't get a medal. So I was always ashamed of it. But now I've embraced the fact that I'm a former Olympian. I'm telling the world.
God bless. I told you, people, there are some amazing authors, and I am still here, as you're hearing each of them share, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 7, right? And we're missing the other 6. So you can understand who heard the call and made the choice to connect with you energetically and to support all of us to move forward and win. We have just about a minute left, so I'm going to ask you to say this in one sentence. My show is Dare to Dream, and I love to ask this question. What are you next dare to dream? What is your future dream or goal? One sentence, Jeff, if you would, please. What is your dream?
I'm writing a book called It's Not Your Fault.
Thank you. Marilee, what's your dream in the future?
My dream is to teach our troops how to love. Our troops, our military.
Huge. Huge. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Book, Military, Esme, what is your future dream?
I am writing a book teaching people how to be disciplined, how to have confidence, all the good stuff, and coming from my former Olympian self. And so all the knowledge I learned to become an Olympian, that's what I'm going to teach people so they can do that too in their life.
Thank you. Kim, what is your next dare to dream?
Well, I, like Marilee, I am so into teaching how to love and to, for singles and couples, to discover what deep, fulfilling love is about and how transformational it can be in your life. And so I am writing a book called 3 Steps to Create an Extraordinary Relationship. That's the next step in my future.
Erica, what are you next dare to dream?
I dare to dream to continue writing just as the rest of my colleagues in my cohort. I want to write something very culturally specific, and I want to write how Latinas in leadership are basically blocking themselves to be the great champions that they really are. So I want to write and I want to speak.
And Sally, let's wrap it up. What are you next dare to dream?
My next big thing is finishing my book called Awaken Higher Consciousness and starting my podcast with the same name, where I'm going to teach the world to awaken the infinite spirit of love inside of them so that everybody can respect the sacredness of each other on the planet.
I'm here. I dare to dream to be an international gut healer and a best-selling international author. So, Debbie, we are going to talk more about cookbooks.
Okay, girl. Look, you've just met 7 of the most amazing humans in my estimation. They're doing incredible things out into the world. There's something there for everybody and maybe a couple of things, and they've been kind enough to pull back the curtain on their life and go there for all of us, for like our community, our tribe, our planet, so that we can keep going in the most healthy possible way in all respects. I know this book has to be compelling to you. It is called I Am Still Here, Trials Turned into Transformation. Go to Amazon, get your copy and copies for gifts today. I Am Still Here, Trials Turned into Transformation. Thank you, everybody.
This is Vicki, and I just wanted to join in and say how much I've enjoyed having you all here, and I'm so excited about the book, and Debbie, your ability to collect the most unique and wonderful people is just over the top. So thank you all for joining us today, and Debbie, thank you so much for making this happen for the world. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.